When was the last time you were rocked by a quote you read online? Maybe it was today. In the midst of all the stuff we are fed through social media, quotes, memes, and videos, I'm thankful for the great truths we can come across. Those are the ones I want to share. So today, I'm sharing one with you, and I hope you'll pass it along and share it in your feed today. It's so good. It's a quote by speaker, author, and pastor Louis Giglio. He said this, "Trying to hurt me by bringing up my past is like trying to rob my old house. I don't live there anymore. That ain't my stuff." One more time. "Trying to hurt me by bringing up my past is like trying to rob my old house. I don't live there anymore. That ain't my stuff." Did you hear it that time? Are you still living in the past? I grew up in a small town in Louisiana. One of the first houses I can remember was a church parsonage right beside the small country church where my dad pastored. I've got so many great memories of that place. There was a barn with chickens in the back. One year I got a go-kart and my brother got a motorcycle, and we had the church parking lot to do donuts in. It was amazing. My older brother and I had bunk beds, and once he kept playing around so much, they fell on top of him. He was okay. I can remember inside the walls of that home, but we moved out. Life moved on. The house no longer stands there. So if you tried to come up to me and tell me you robbed it or you're holding those bunk beds for ransom, I would think first, you're crazy. Second, I would remind you, I don't live there anymore. Those things are long gone. So why do we allow the enemy and people, even at times around us, to in some way try and blackmail us or hold something for ransom over our head or in our mind that is no longer there? We let them or the past thing live rent-free in our mind and heart. And if we have laid it down and given it to God, it is no longer there. You don't live there anymore. It should hold no power over you. With that truth said, let me give you one more. If you throw a rock through a glass window, you will have broken glass to clean up. You'll need to buy a new window. That's not karma, that's consequence. We do face consequences of our choices, our actions, and sometimes things we did in our past, but this day we have a choice to not live in that past. God redeems the past. It may be full of loss and shame and bad choices, but when we give it all to God, He makes a ministry out of our mess. So if the enemy wants to try and use it to define you, simply speak truth to it and proclaim out loud, "I don't live there anymore. It may be who I was. It may be where I lived at one time, but that is in the past, and it is not who I am today." Psalm 103, 10 through 12. "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Can you even fathom the distance between the sunrise and the sunset? That's how far away your shame, guilt, or even the house you once lived in is. The grace, mercy, forgiveness, and redeeming love of Jesus wipes it all clean. That's the truth. So if you're believing a lie from your past, or someone keeps putting the past on you, throw it out and remind yourself, "I don't live there anymore. That ain't my stuff." It's a new day full of new mercy and grace. Live in that place. I'm Lori Klein.